This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, it's always fun to watch some personality run up the totem pole of fame. And we were fortunate enough to be able to see this guy do that very thing. He's one of the top comedians in the world right now. And we've had him on the show a couple of times and found him very entertaining and a fun guy and a nice guy on top of that. So please welcome him back, Mr. Joe Coy.
Yes!
What are you taking pictures of?
That was just
of?
A beautiful introduction.
I don't
did you
want
film it. Him introducing
yes,
you?
Yes,
I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything, but, you know, our comedian expert is the tall Aussie over there, Brad Blanks.
I saw that.
And he's... He says you've already gone to the top comedian in the world.
Oh, yeah. Last year. It was big. Loved it. Yeah, the connoisseurs. Love
it. Is he rushing it just a little bit, or is that fairly accurate?
I agree 100%.
Number one.
Yeah, number one.
But I didn't know he was the number one hugger in the world.
Yes,
1%.
And I'm
yes.
uncomfortable with hugging men.
Should hug men. Yeah. That's such an Aussie thing to say.
Isn't it?
Hey.
I'm manly.
By the way, my Australian accent is horrible. It's just a pirate.
Okay.
So is his.
So hug a man. Yeah. My mother didn't even hug me. I don't even know what that was right there.
Me like me, I use the same accent for everybody.
Oh, for everybody?
Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
Jamaican.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything. Now, I really didn't know much about you when we first met you when you came up here, but you were great. We had to have you back. Tell everybody how you actually got started as a comedian, for those people who missed it.
It was my mom that put me into talent shows the most. So it was like I was doing Michael Jackson back in 84. So my mom would make me a glove and put like glitter on the glove. And then, of course, she would take me to these events to perform. And, of course, I'm trying to eat a hot dog with a sparkly glove on. And now I got ketchup on the glove. And now my mom's pissed off.
You
like, you know you have to use that glove. Does Michael Jackson have ketchup on his glove?
Glove.
I still have that glove. It's framed. It's so cool, man, that I look back and you can see that little stain on it, and it just brings me back to my mom yelling at me, how could you have ketchup on your glove?
Did she take you to the mall to do these things?
Oh, my God. It'd be in front of Mrs. Fields' cookies. Just dance for a cookie.
Just dance for a cookie,
Joseph.
That's a good accent, by the way, but you grew up with that one.
You do that one.
That's my Australian accent, by the way.
It doubles.
You went to Nordstrom Rack. Is that,
yes.
Did you perform there? Or?
Nordstrom Rack. Oh, my God. I wish,
you were the
man.
Shoe guy.
No,
right?
I was the shoe guy.
I thought of you. I went past the Nordstrom Rack, and I said, that's where Joe used
to
work.
Yep. Yeah. That was me.
And it was funny because we discussed it, and we talked about the fact that if you work at Nordstrom, you get bennies, you get benefits, but at the Rack, you don't.
No, you don't get anything. You don't even get a break at Nordstrom Rack.
A break.
Go on break. You got shoes to pick up on the floor.
Do they sell the same things as the regular Nordstrom's?
Yeah, from
at
2 years ago.
Great savings.
Yeah.
75%
off, for sure. And they just dump it.
Yeah.
They just dump the shoes on the floor and just tell women to run amok. That's the truth. I'm not even making this up.
It doesn't. I didn't go in the store, but I looked in. It doesn't look as organized as at most stores.
No, it's a wild scene, but it's really fun. My only complaint
is... It's really fun.
They did away with cash registers in mine, and so you have to like walk around and look for somebody with that little
calculator.
Thing on his
phone.
Yeah,
a little thing,
that they can plug your
card. Were you authorized
cash,
to do that?
No, they wouldn't let me touch the cash, but the shoe department was impeccable. That was my thing.
You
I knew
in,
where
really?
To put those shoes. Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Oh, they knew Joe was on the floor.
Yeah, got it.
Aisle 9.5 N.
Yes, right.
Only women have 9.5 N.
Right.
Do you have this in a narrow? No.
It's like a banana foot.
What do you have, skis? Come on, lady. You have a foot. I need a narrow.
And a
hey, why don't
narrow.
You eat to make your foot grow? What's a narrow? Only women.
I've seen them.
Oh, no,
I wear
they,
them.
They do have. They
do
have
you wear them?
I do. I'm a narrow.
I thought I was making this up. She said, I wear it. That's
oh,
my size.
Yeah, and a half. A lot narrow. Of women yeah. do. Yeah.
Aren't they, isn't it hard to find shoes?
Yes, it's hard. You have to look for the letter N. What kind of shoe size is that when you have a letter?
And it's hard enough just to get the sizes.
Yes.
You know,
yes. It's so frustrating.
It never fails. If I see a shoe I like, could you bring that out in a 10 regular? And they come back out. I like this because they bring a stack of boxes with them.
Yes.
And, well, we don't have that one, but try
we these. Have these. We have these Nike Airs. Didn't even look like I wanted penny loafers.
Right.
Yeah, but we got these Chuck Taylors. They're comfortable.
We're talking to comedian Joe Coy, who's doing a sold-out show tonight at Caroline's. And you're coming back, aren't you, doing the Paramount pretty soon?
Yeah, I am
Very
coming here.
Cool. We love
I came
theater.
Here for you. That's all I came for.
January 31st, tickets
yes.
at Paramount and at Joe Coy, JOKOY.com. You did...
God, I love you.
You have a very popular album. It's Live from Seattle.
Yeah.
What is it? Is Seattle like the epicenter of the comedy world?
Well,
because a lot of people do that.
The reason why I did Seattle is I'm from Tacoma, Washington, which is 45 minutes from south.
Yeah.
And if I was going to produce this special, I had to do it in my hometown. That's the only reason. So
I got you.
Yeah, I'm
Ellen
a Seattle
did,
guy.
Ellen did hers in Seattle too.
I saw that Relatable was out there. That was amazing. By the way, I was so happy to see that. Because I love Seattle. We love comedy out there, and it's so funny because we don't have a comedy club. I
really?
Actually started my stand-up in Vegas, so I had to move out of...
And to get the hell out of Tacoma.
You know what they have? They actually have a comedy club now. It's called the Tacoma Comedy Club, and it's a family that owns it. But what I'm saying is, there was no improv or a funny bone, one of those big corporate comedy clubs. Yeah, it's a mom-and-pop shop, and it's a beautiful club now. And I have played it. It's fun.
Like I told you, when I was a kid, I remember we had a class trip because I lived in Tacoma. And at Fort Lewis, the Army.
Man,
lived,
oh my God!
He
you
lived everywhere.
This,
yeah. Yeah.
And we took a class trip to Mount Rainier.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. That's a cool place to go.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Beautiful Mount Rainier. Wait, so you grew? You were there when they had the Rainier beer.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I didn't drink it. I was six.
Yeah, no, but you remember the commercials were legend.
Yes, they were very famous.
And now it's gone. Yeah. And it makes me sad when I go there.
Out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, tell us about your son. How's he doing? Last time you here, you said he was...
Yeah, you took him to Australia, I think.
Yeah, I took him to Australia, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
We had some Vegemite. Right, mate?
Good stuff. I love
which
it.
Which is
yeah.
just completely
Abuse.
Horrible stuff.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Australia, I don't understand. And they push it on you. Oh, you want some Vegemite? It's like,
yeah,
who wants
this? Brown,
this?
Salty goo.
Yeah, I'm not fixing anything.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm not
is that plaster?
Anything.
What is that?
What
is Vegemite?
If you break a plate, you spread it on there.
Exactly. You break your plate, mate? Use Vegemite.
You broke
Vegemite
your
will put anything together, mate.
You broke your grandmother's china owl. Attach it back up.
Yeah, put it back together with Vegemite.
And we all grew up eating it from a young age.
Oh, yeah.
Love
boy,
it.
It's horrible. Ugh, that's
it
horrible
is.
Stuff.
Have
terrible.
You seen, Bird Box yet? Have you watched
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I saw it with my son.
What do you think? How do you like
it? I wanted to see if he could do it blindfold. You know what I mean?
Do what?
Just anything. Yeah.
Just
how about
dry.
Take a shower? Blindfold.
Oh, there you go.
Probably do, yeah.
Did you like it?
Huh?
Did you like it?
Did you like it?
I didn't watch it.
I turned away from it after half an hour. It's too bloody for me.
Yeah, Scott can't watch anything bloody or gory.
I don't watch anything.
He curls
gory.
Up into a little ball.
I live in a fantasy world. Everything's
fine. Where nothing happens.
Nothing happens whatsoever.
Yeah. What do you mean, guns? That doesn't exist in my world.
I'm not a big blood guy.
Nah.
I don't like to see it. You know.
You cut yourself shave and you vomit.
No, I don't. That's why I use an electric razor. I
there
can't
you go.
Take it.
Electric razor?
He is Joe Coy tonight at Caroline's.
Oh,
he'll
God.
Be back to Paramount and Huntington. Get all the tickets. Take a look at JoeCoy.com, JOKOY.com. And don't forget his comedy album, Live from Seattle, even though he's from Tacoma next door.
Yes.
Thanks for coming
I love
by,
you,
my
man.
Friend. Always
You're
good.
Thank you.
He is Joe Coy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.